case number 322-300.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sir, could you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing here today, please?
Yeah, I'm Trooper Muckle, badge number 951, M-U-C-K-L-E. I'm a resident trooper of Haddam. I'm out of Troop F, Westbrook.
Would you like to make an opening statement, Trooper?
No.
No? Sir, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to thank you for taking the time to review my appeal. And I think that if you look at the facts I've submitted, you'll find that I'm qualified for a Connecticut concealed carry permit, especially since I already had one for many years until unintentionally let it expire in 2007. I grew up in the 1950s and 60s in the northern part of Hamden that was fairly rural at the time. It was a time when almost every boy was involved in outdoor activities like fishing, hunting, team sports, and at that time it was considered normal for boys and even girls to learn proper gun handling and safety. Widespread gun violence was virtually unheard of then, so we never even thought about that. I learned to shoot as a boy in Boy Scouts when I was 12 in the basement of the shooting range at Hamden High School. Got my first .22 rifle as a birthday present from my father when I was 15, Marlin Model 60 semi-auto rifle, and I still have it 56 years later. In my appeal request, you have seen my original request for a CCP in 1992, where I applied for a pardon for my misdemeanor arrest in 1970 for possession of marijuana. The state granted my pardon, but unfortunately, I cannot find the original pardon. I know I've kept it, but somehow, somewhere over the years, I misplaced or lost it. Records were not computerized in 92, and although I did try and track it down, no record could be found, and therefore I have no way to prove I actually received it. So unfortunately, it has not been submitted. I received my town permit from the City of Cheshire October 15, 1992, and my state permit on October 28, 92. Both of these documents have been submitted for your review. And if you look at the original City of Cheshire, Connecticut permit, in the lower left corner it says FBI reply date, 10/13/92. And just below that, there's a box that's checked. It says FBI, no record. Apparently, they had checked with them and they were satisfied back then. In 2005, my family moved my permit got misplaced, and when I found it, it had expired. So in May 2021, I applied for a new permit, but on July 23rd, 21, I was denied. The reason stated was that my fingerprints were on file with the FBI. Why it wasn't a problem in 92, but it is now, I don't know. I guess with gun violence being what it is today, this state and the municipalities are looking for anything that might be considered a red flag. So that must be the reason I got denied. Recently, I was told by someone who had a similar issue that in 1994, the law had been changed stating that a misdemeanor arrest for possession of marijuana previous to 94 can no longer disqualify someone from obtaining a pistol permit in Connecticut, and that person received this permit. I find it unbelievable that a mistake I made over 50 years ago when I was 18 years old can still be held against me after all these years, especially with all the positive things I've done in my life during that time, including having a clean record. I haven't even had a traffic ticket in 30 years. One last thing I'd like to point out concerning my character is my membership in good standing as a Mason. I am a 32-degree Scottish Rite Mason, Valley of Hartford, and a member of Unity Lodge number 148, New Britain, Connecticut, for 10 years now. There are three basic requirements for a man to be accepted into a lodge of Masons. Number one, no convicted felon can become a Mason. Number two, you must have faith in God but he is not restricted to any particular religion. Number three, he must be a man of good standing in his community and serve that community in whatever capacity he can. Our motto is faith, hope, and charity. And a Mason should always strive to improve himself as a man, a husband, father, neighbor, and a friend. Or basically, become a better and stronger man for the betterment of the community as a whole. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Hey, Trooper, you may proceed with your case.
Okay. So the pistol permit was denied because the SPRC and FBI query revealed that Plains was arrested by Hamden Police Department for one count possession of controlled substance. This position was on 111-71, which resulted in a conviction of a $75 fine. Per State of Connecticut Special Licensing Firearms Unit guidelines, this conviction is an automatic firearm prohibitor.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
That's what I'll do respect, sir. That's what it says.
I know, I wrote it in an order too, but especially with marijuana, and what he said was correct. Now it's 20 years passed, and marijuana is 2015.
Absolutely, I'll have to address SLFU and have them update their brochure on their website. And then secondly, the FBI query stated Pleens Robert 317-52 failed to disclose a prior criminal history record index in the FBI files, but the individual stated on his application that he has never been convicted of any laws of the state. And then on the application, he checked. It says, have you ever been convicted under the laws of the state's federal laws or the laws of any other jurisdiction? And he stated that.
Okay. Sir, do you have any questions for the trooper?
The last thing he said was what I stated now.
Yeah. It says, have you ever been convicted under the laws of the state, federal law, or the laws of another jurisdiction? And it says the FBI files during your background that a file was found.
Oh, well, I guess maybe I did submit a records check at the time that I got from the state. And so the answer to that question is yes.
Okay. Sir, we're going to let you address that in a moment, but do you have any other questions to the trooper? Based on what you just testified
to? No, I guess not.
Okay. Does the board have questions, Chief?
Knowing now that it is not an automatic disqualifier, clearly if it was, you wouldn't have the talk, you wouldn't get his permit. Knowing that now, does that change your opinion?
Being completely honest?
Always.
There was another resident trooper that did this, so I have no problems with him within my lease system. So, yeah. I don't see any other issues.
And the failure to disclose, he did give a little explanation of that, that he believes he had a pardon.
At the time, I mean, it's up to you guys. I mean, you guys said you take perjury pretty seriously, so I would say I'll leave that in your hands as far as that. If you didn't know, then how are you supposed to hit someone over the head if they didn't know?
I guess I misunderstood the question.
Yeah, first of all, wouldn't be perjury in the form of a false statement, right?
Yeah, creating a false statement.
That would be up to you to apply for arrest warrant if you thought that it was a false statement. Did you apply for arrest warrant?
No. He did not apply for arrest warrant.
So having all that in mind, would you issue now and let you know from today so far?
Yes.
Any other questions?
I'd call for a vote then, Madam Chair.
You may make a motion, Doctor.
Make a motion to call for a vote.
A second.
So the motion is to find for?
To find for the appellant.
Okay. Motion made by Dr. Conrad to find for the appellant. Second by Attorney Cinetti. All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? The vote passes unanimously at 10:25. You, sir.